All right, welcome to this audio interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and today I'm joined by Lucinda Bailey with TexasReady.net, and she is an expert in food production yields and teaching people how to get the most out of their gardening efforts. It's not just about having seeds, it's about how knowing what to do to turn that into actual food with the highest efficiency possible, especially when it really counts. So Lucinda, welcome. It's great to have you on.
It's a real pleasure. I've followed your work for many years, so it's just so great to meet you in person. And yes, that is my life passion, is helping people go from zero understanding of gardening all the way up to perhaps slaughtering their own animals on their own ranches in their own homesteads. So city slickers all the way to homesteaders.
And you're based in Texas, and your company, your organization, provides a number of things, I understand. Not only seed collections, but also training, is that correct?
We do. We have heirloom seeds. We believe that's the foundation for your food, your family's food, and ultimately your animal's food. And then we give you the training to make good use of those seeds.
And tell us about what is that training course? What's the format? What's it like?
There are a couple of ways that we can do. We have a 5-hour workshop, which is simply getting an overview of the Mittleiter garden system, which we believe is the most superior of all the different methodology out there. It will get you the 4,400 pounds of food for a family of four on a 20th of an acre. That's what would be useful on a quarter acre subdivision lot. And in a 1-year period, you can certainly grow that 4,400 pounds of food here in Texas. 3 cycles of gardens. And we tell you exactly how many bean plants you're going to need to get what your family is going to require.
So what this term you're mentioning, Mittleiter, Mittleider. Now, probably a lot of our listeners haven't heard of this before. Can you describe what's the focus of this kind of method and what was it really developed for?
Sure. Mr. Mittleiter was a baker originally, and so he was very used to tweaking recipes. He then converted into agronomy, has a PhD in agronomy. And what he did over a 55-year period, all continents, was he took orphanages that were failing and he got them into food production, and then they could sell their produce and, you know, pay for all the education. It was just a great system. These were villages, by the way, that were so poor they couldn't afford a rake. So he did the straight in the dirt, which we believe is entirely possible. You can also do this in raised beds. So however you like to garden, we can help you do that. The issue is, are the plants getting the right amount of minerals? The right mathematical formulations have been known. Every ag school teaches them. They teach them to people that garden or do farming on 5,000 acres. But our focus is the patriot who has a quarter acre subdivision lot or perhaps 10 acres. They've never gardened before. They don't know how to feed their family. And they don't want to have $17 tomatoes.
I've grown $300 watermelons before in Arizona.
Very tasty, very tasty.
Yeah, that water bill really added up.
Yes. Now, speaking of water, the Mittleiter system is so efficient on its water that we use at least 40% less. We water in Texas in 100 degree heat, 1 minute in the morning and 1 minute at night. It's that efficient of a water system. So it's an integrated approach. So we feed the plant what it needs, when it wants it, in the quantities that it wants it, in the format that those roots can uptake the nutrition, because as many people don't know, it has to be water-driven that carries the mineralization. And once we provide the plant what it wants, guess what? We're rewarded with a fabulous harvest. And most people are gardening at below 50% of the capacity of what those seeds can deliver.
That was my next question, because in a depression scenario or a collapse scenario or a food hyperinflation scenario, growing transitions from a hobby to a survival.
That's right.
You must get the yields or you starve. So when it counts, people need this knowledge that you can't get by on 50% yields.
That is correct. And also you will have tremendous bug problems if you don't provide the plant what it needs. A healthy plant exudes pheromones, which repel insects naturally. If you have a bug problem, you really have a soil and nutritional problem. So we try to prevent all that. When I converted my 27-acre ranch in Montgomery, Texas, to this method, I've only had one particular vegetable that had an infestation of bugs that I couldn't deal with naturally.
Now, what about soil microbes?
This is fabulous for those. I mean, it's a tremendous carbon sink when we do this. This system could be equated to dirt hydroponics. If you're familiar with hydroponics, which is providing the plant, it's a delivery system that happens to use water. Soil is not required to have healthy plants. The issue for me is hydroponics has downfall in a survival in situation. You need electricity, and that isn't always easily provided with a soil.
Pumps fail.
I was going to say, if you like gadgets and gadgets and repairing stuff, hydroponics and aquaponics are for you.
Right.
If you like spending a lot of money, a $20,000 situation setup is not uncommon to feed a family of four. You cannot grow enough carbohydrates. The roots, root crops don't do well in hydroponic setup. They are experimenting with it, but it is by far not perfected. So where are we going to get the calories? You're going to need at least 2,500 calories, and even that is low. According to the U.S. Army, they're saying that you need 3,500 to 6,500 calories per day per man in a stressful emergency situation.
Yeah, well, plus when you're gardening and working and a lot of physical exertion, yeah, 2,500 calories a day is not enough.
That's correct. So we got to get you the turnips and the carrots and the sweet potatoes, yeah. 323 calories per pound. So that's what we need to do.
Okay. Well, this is really fascinating, and I'm really glad to have run into you here. We're at the Exit and Build Land Summit that was put on by John Bush. That's what some of the background noise is, folks. All kinds of people here. But I would love to talk to you some more. Can you swing by the studio at some point?
That sounds really great, Mike. Thank you for the invitation. And we're just going to pray blessings over the gardens of all of your people. There is no such thing in Scripture as a brown thumb. God gave us the seed in Genesis 2. And we're going to honor that and believe him and believe that he's going to grace us with the ability. My people do perish for lack of knowledge. We're going to provide that knowledge.
Well said. Amen to that. Thank you so much. And the website, everybody, is texasready.net, correct?
Perfect.
Okay, texasready.net. And this chart here, is this something people can download off your website? Or
They can pay $5 and get this nice chart that is laminated so it goes directly in the garden. If they buy one of our seed banks, it automatically comes. We would love to have them order it on the website if they'd like. There is a modified view of this in the Mittleiter Garden Course book that we have. So there's a lot of different ways we want to get this information into their hands.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me.
We love it.